You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightline with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we'll be talking to Madison CityCast. He is the, tell me the title again. He is the
CityCast Madison newsletter editor. And Madison
newsletter editor, that's right.
Film critic. Yeah.
There it is. Okay, thank you very much. He will be on the show in just a little bit. But before we go anywhere else, a couple of things we want to do. First of all, we want to restate the question of the night. So let's do that real quick.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Question of the night is, what is your favorite knock-knock joke? I did that one up quick here in the second hour because it's taken some time for people to write them out. I want to make sure to give them time for them to type them all out. If you text it to us, leave a comment on the live stream. You can call and let us know your favorite knock-knock joke. Remember, we're FCC compliant, so please don't be dirty or, you know, undercover dirty. Just, you know, tell us a fun knock-knock joke. That is our question of the night. Also, don't forget, this Thursday, our movie club pick is the classic John Hughes legendary film, The Breakfast Club. We'll be talking about that in the second hour. So watch it now. That's right. We're giving you some homework, but you're going to like it. It's fun. And we'll. This is a pick from our dear friend Dom, who is in Madison. He is our tech producer. Actually, tonight it's very special because I am in Radio Park in Racine. Pete Schwabba is in Madison at World Headquarters HQ for Civic Media. And so is Dom Lee. And that is, we're usually the Yadrahe Triangle. But tonight, we are the Yadrahe One Dimensional Continuum, which is a band that I would totally listen to.
I already forgot what that... Well, you got to send that to me so I know how to say it. I already forgot what we were calling it. Write it down.
Love it when things really, really matter. Yeah, yeah. Stick in your brain. Stick in your brain. We are the one. We are the Yadrahe One Dimensional Continuum tonight because we are forming a straight line between Madison and Racine. And you can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave that comment on the live stream. Or you can get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. And, of course, we're going to round everything up with the nightcap, too, to close it out. Find out what we learned and go over some more text messages if we have any to give. Speaking of text messages. Dom, who are we hearing from the people tonight regarding anything we've been talking about this evening?
We have a few, yes. Let's start off with some knock-knock jokes for the question of the night. Roger, Roger from Stevens Point said, knock-knock.
Who's there?
It is cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo BB.
Oh. Yeah, it is. Oh, man. See, that, okay. That's what I like in a knock-knock joke. Simple setup, punchline. That's it. Like
no sentence diagramming. Yeah,
I mean you can get weird with it. I don't mind that. But when it comes to a knock knock joke, there's something pure and beautiful. It should make a 4-year-old laugh. It should make a 400-year-old person laugh if they're still alive. But dear God, why? Vampires, basically. But like that's what I love about a knock-knock joke. It makes everyone laugh. So thank you very much, Roger. Thank you so much for that.
Wait until you hear this one from Brett from Brown Deer. My favorite knock-knock joke goes like this. Knock-knock.
Okay. Who's there?
Epstein.
Epstein who?
What are you, Trump?
All right.
Ba-dum-tsh.
I don't remember that one from when I was a kid. I got to be honest.
No, I did not hear that one on the electric company.
That's not bad. All right, we also have, I don't know who this is, but it says knock, knock.
Who's there?
Grandpa.
Quick stop the funeral.
Quick stop the funeral. Okay, I thought there was...
I thought you were supposed to read that part. It's tough when you break down the knock, knock jokes. Here's the thing about knock, knock jokes, Greg, is I'll say, I don't think I ever laugh, but I go, ah. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever heard a knock, knock joke where you're doubled over in laughter?
The only time I do that is when I hear little kids try to tell a knock knock joke. So, and that's just, it's just wonderful.
I'll share my favorite one. This is like I said earlier in the show, my kids and I used to make up, we used to try to make up our own knock knock jokes. And the best one, this is my son, Joe. Knock knock.
Who's there?
I have a to-gope.
I have a to-gope who?
Oh, the bathroom's right down the hall on the left.
Oh, man. Fell right in that one.
It was like an 11-year-old. That's, I don't know.
Here's one I heard, and I it came from a social media post, but I think it's just funny here. Dom, this one's for you.
Ooh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yodelay.
Yodelay who?
Stop yodeling, man. What's up? Stop it. Just, why are you yodeling?
That was a good one.
All right. What else we got on the text line there, Dom?
We have a few. Let's switch it up a little bit. Let's.
Dom asked me if I would come out of the bullpen occasionally because we got a lot of them. So, but you could read the one from here. I'll do the one from Chris because it pertains to my meal later. He said, "Pete, try Butterbird on Regent Street. I'm sorry, bomb chicken sandwiches and chicken. I've never heard of that place. Thank you, Chris. Oh, much appreciated.
Okay." All right.
And then Monica from Mount Horeb. Well, great suggestions. Not upscale, but I am currently eating leftovers from David's Jamaican. Was supposed to be jerk tofu, but my order and my friends got a little jumbled, so I wound up with pineapple tofu. It's delicious, and one order was big enough for four meals. I got fried plantains, too.
There
Yum.
You go.
Thank you, Monica. Oh,
if there's Ethiopian food in the area, too, check that out, because Ethiopian food is amazing.
I don't know much at all about Ethiopian food. I will definitely do that. Thank you.
Very tasty.
Thank you, Greg. Here's another food one. Anna from Madison says, Pete, since you are downtown, go to Cooper's Tavern, heard of that place, or the Old Fashioned, been there, which are both on the square near you. They are both great places. Those are outstanding suggestions. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Anna.
The Old Fashioned is it's so good.
I like the Old Fashioned.
Really good.
I do.
Yep.
I've not been there in a spell. Very long time.
That's kind of cool vibe. Tom from New Berlin says, while serving and taking acid in the 80s, was that pre-treatment?
Yes, Tom. Yes, it was, Tom.
Just say yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And luckily, thanks to Joe Rogan, Tom, now you can have all the psychedelics you want because that's what happens in this country. We're great.
He just picked up his phone. Here's one for you, Greg. Our pal Brett says, yes, preach, brother Greg. I need more psychedelics. I'm a veteran, and I love tripping. It really does calm my nerves and puts my head in a positive direction. Legalize peyote.
Okay, there you go. I mean, I am not a person who does any of this. Yeah. But I am personally for whatever helps people get through their days, especially those who are suffering, whether it's PTSD, whether it's cancer, whether it's pain, whatever. But also, you know, we live in a day and age. You're an adult. You tax it correctly. You regulate it correctly, and you treat it like alcohol, and just let people do what they want to do with it. And I'm not going to bother them. That's about as libertarian as I get. So,
well said.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. 920 says knock knock.
Who's there?
Drew. No, not going to read that one. Dom, you're supposed to head me off at the pass there.
I thought you were going to go to Chris.
262. Nope. Oh, that was a phone call. Okay, Chris says, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Cow says.
Cow says
who?
No, a cow says moo.
Nice.
That's a good one, too. It's a good one.
Nice. Good one. That's what a great knock, knock joke does. It's just simple. It makes you go, makes you feel like you almost stepped in some poop. You're like, I missed it, but that would have been a funny story. I love it.
John, why don't you take over again?
Yeah, John Murray from Addison said this is a Yadder Day communion. This is a Yadder Hay communion.
Communion. Ooh, I like that.
He said Oradot.
Bread and wine. Got bread and wine. Awesome.
He said Oradot. Then he said not a dot.
John, are you taking that Joe Rogan drug thing? Because I don't know what's going on there, buddy. There's like
Oradot.
Not a dot. Or maybe, Dom, can you get me some X-Files theme song right now?
Absolutely.
Right here? Yeah. Or maybe we're all the dot.
Oh my God. How did you have that? That Dom is actually humming that. That's how he found it so quickly.
He brought in the entire original symphony who played that track from way back in the early 90s.
I know them personally. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well done.
We also have Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids said, from Pulp Fiction, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Zed.
Who's Zed?
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead. There we go.
Boom, there it is.
I think you actually have to add a Zed's dead, baby.
Zed's
love that.
And before we know it, Pete Hegseth will be quoting that line from Pulp Fiction as well at his little speeches with his tiny little
prayer breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. Let's see here. I see here Chris in Madison suggests sake sushi for dinner. $30 all you can eat sushi. Would either of you guys do that?
I would.
$30 all you can
eat. No, probably not by myself. If my wife was with me on this trip or something, we'd probably, or one of my kids, we'd probably go there or somewhere spend a little more money, but not just for me. No.
Okay.
I would totally do it. I love sushi. I'm willing to spend.
I want to know what the parameters are because there still is a sushi place or just a Japanese place in Chicago on Lincoln Avenue.
Okay.
And they had a thing where it was all you can eat sushi for a specific price, and I can't remember what it was now, probably $20. But here's the catch. You can take the leftovers home, but they will charge you. You have to eat what you can eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's all you can eat sushi. And I was dating somebody at the time. We went there. I'm like, oh, I will ruin this restaurant with their plan here.
Right.
And I got two rolls. I finished the rolls, and she said, would you like another one? I said, yeah, I think so. And just as she was bringing that third roll, all the seaweed, all the stuff, all the rice started just exploding in my stomach. Like, you know, just that thing when you eat a lot of bread or something,
yeah.
You're just like, oh, I'm very full now. And she put it in front of me, and my girlfriend at the time, she's like, yeah, if you don't eat that, you can't even say, you have to pay for what you don't eat or take it home. Either way, you're paying. That's the fine print. So I had to eat that whole roll right there, and I thought I was going to die.
It's like John Candy in the 96er and
Great
Outdoors.
Yep, the old 96er. Yeah. Yep, just get a couple desserts.
That's worth checking out. Maybe I will check. I'll put that in the catalog. That's a good one. How we doing, Dom? We got more here?
Yeah, we have Andrew from Maine. He said, for the theater crowd, knock, knock.
Ooh.
Who's there?
Toby.
Toby who?
Wait, sorry, not Toby. Make up your mind.
Make up your mind. Who's there?
Toby or not Toby? That is the question.
There it is. Oh.
Here's one from Brett in Brown Deer. Another one from Brett. He says, hey, I've got a movie suggestion. 1969, Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, Jack Nicholas, Easy Rider. Yeah, that's a good
one. Folks, if you have an idea for us, for a movie for us to see, or a guest, or a topic, you can always get in touch with us. Email us, nightlight@civicmedia.us. So if you have an idea for a movie you want us to watch, or you want us all to watch, nightlight@civicmedia.us. Plus, also, if you think there's a great guest, or hey, there's a new story here that we'd love you to talk about, send it to us. We'll take a look, and we'll see. And who knows, if we pick your movie, there could be some fun there. Ooh.
We got to figure that out, because that's a cool deal if we do use someone's suggestions.
So. Oh, yeah. And I think we're going to be introducing a listener quiz in the next few weeks as well, because we want to really involve the people as part of the show, because we're all part of the movie club, my friends.
Indeed.
We're all part. Before we get out of here, do we have time for one more knock-knock joke there, Dom?
Yes, we do. We have Andrew from Maine says, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Yaher.
Yader who?
Yader Hay, one directional triumphant, also known as Nightlight. Wow.
Thank you, Andrew.
That works. Aww,
we're putting that whole thing on a t-shirt.
Let's save John's, and I've got some social media ones here for the nightcap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Great text, everybody.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to our friend Rob Thomas from Madison CityCast, talk about his articles, talk about what's going on, talk about their newsletter, all that coming up in just a few moments. So don't go near us. Feel free to keep sending us your favorite knock-knock jokes, Civic Media, nightlight@civicmedia.us, or text it in, or send us a comment on the live stream. So don't go anywhere. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on Civic Media. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Oh. I thought you were... Go ahead, Greg.
No, I all of a sudden, all these things popped up on the live stream. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine and all the way at world headquarters of Civic Media in Madison. Pete Schwabe and Dominic Lee. Together, we form the Yaderhe one-dimensional continuum, because we are no longer a triangle for the time being. But we are happy you're here joining us. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Really quick here, Sydney Politics says, Happy New Year. I sent contact information and interview the people of Atlas Improv. Should I email? Yes, you can email it, Sydney. Nightlight@civicmedia.us. Send us all that information. We'll take care of it from there. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us, and Happy New Year. Guys, it's time for our second guest. Are you all excited?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Time has gone way too fast.
I'm excited. Oh, okay. All right. There we go. Our next guest is a regular guest on the show. He is a contributor to CityCast Madison. He's also the newsletter editor at CityCast Madison. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Rob Thomas.
Hey, buddy. Great to have you.
I'm in Madison. We're in person.
Yeah. This has happened before. You've been here before.
It has, but it always feels special.
Yeah, I agree.
It feels like you've had me over to your house, which has never happened. But if it did, it'd feel like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know the feeling, Rob. Hi from Madison. Or hi from Racine.
Hi, Greg.
Greg feels left out because Dom and I are both here.
You're here in spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
It's great to have you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have a favorite knock knock joke?
I can think of one, and I hope you maybe stop me. Don't stop me if you know it.
Okay.
But knock knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Moo.
Oh, he really good. Fished me in, Rob.
It's still a great joke.
That's good.
Every once in a while, adults forget it.
I know.
Completely forget the setup, and then when you say moo,
so satisfying.
They just melt into a puddle of shame and realization. It's great.
And the kid telling it cracks up like it's the greatest thing.
That's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think I'm done. I think that I'm not going to talk that.
That's good talking to you, Rob.
Send that one to WBA. We are good to go. what's going on, Rob? We haven't talked to you in a few weeks now. What is the happen in all of Madison? This is a very Madison-centric episode of the show this evening. So, like, what's going on? What are you seeing out in the world? I saw an article about bagels, so, you know.
Yeah.
There's big news happening here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Madison. Just got off the Wisconsin Film Festival, sort of going back out into the world. And we got graduation coming up around the corner at UW. It's one of those times of year where it feels like everything's happening all at once.
Absolutely. There's actually, Greg, I want to piggyback on what Greg said. You wrote about Gotham bagels. I have heard nothing but great stuff about Gotham bagels. But I also know CityCast Madison did a thing, and I love the way you guys approach these community-based things. Favorite bars in Madison. I don't think you wrote that one. But do you have a favorite bar, and what is your take on Gotham bagels?
Well, it's interesting because it was like neighborhood bars. So it wasn't like, you know, best drinks.
Okay.
It was like the place you go to see other people in the neighborhood, you know, a neighborhood bar, right? Not even necessarily a dive, although it's often a dive. For that, I would say Players on the east side. It's kind of around the corner from the Barrymore.
Okay.
Great sports bar. The best bar burger in town by far. I think
they
make them literally one at a time on a tiny little grill, but they're so worth the wait. So Players is the one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've had Bob's Big Bad Breath Burger, but I guess they got rid of that. Maybe that, you told
me that.
Yeah,
the Weary Traveler. That can't stand.
That was on the list of best burgers, but now you're saying Players is better.
I think Players is better. I mean, for a bar burger, best bar burger. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick. I will be in Madison with my wife and some friends going to a show at the Sylvie.
Okay.
Is there anything around that area we should check out for dinner?
For pizza?
I know it's on the spot.
Yeah, there's Sal's Tomato Pies is really good. That's sort of kitty corner. There's one called Palette that we ate at that was nice. There's a super, if it's a nice weather, there's the Attico Lounge on the roof of one of the hotels near there is great for like drinks after. But you're in a good spot there. You should be all right.
Great. Yeah. Excellent. Awesome. Cannot wait.
What do you see?
Rock. I'm going to go see Stephen Wilson Jr.
Ooh, excellent. Yeah. I heard that sold out. So that's great. You got tickets.
Oh, even better. Yeah, and those tickets. And what's funny about that show is that we bought tickets back. This is April. We bought tickets, I think, in November. And I remember buying a ticket and going, only $75. And then part of me died inside. When I said that out loud, I'm like, I was impressed that it was $75.
I know. I know. Anytime it's not triple digits, you feel like you got away with something these days.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So it'll be fun. We'll have a good time. And we'll take pictures when I'm in Madison and none of you guys are there. So
that's great.
Well, Dom will be here. You and Dom can pal around, even if you're not on the air. I just make things awkward between my two coworkers. Dom's like, oh, yeah, I got the futon.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I gave them your number. They're going to call you when they're in town, and you guys can go out to dinner. Thanks, Mom.
Rob, before we got to do a break in about a minute or so, but I want to ask you, we put the question out there, where should Pete eat tonight, or what genre of food should I go for? Because I'm kind of overwhelmed because where I live, there's slim pickings compared to Madison.
Oh, interesting. Just down the block, Cento, great Italian food if you want to try something like
really
that.
Good. Yeah, do that.
Block away.
C-E-N-T-O? Also,
correct.
Yeah.
If you've been by that place. You like Italian food, Dom's favorite place is Jimmy John's. He always, when it comes to Italian, fine Italian cuisine, just you cannot go wrong with the James Johns's. It's just absolutely wonderful.
The best bread. It doesn't get better than
that. He's not wrong.
Fair enough.
I just love the way you said it. It's the best bread.
I'll probably end up at Jimmy John's, sadly. I can't make up my mind.
We'll talk more about this and other things, including we'll talk about the Wisconsin Film Festival with Rob Thomas, who is our guest this evening. He is from CityCast Madison. He is the newsletter editor. He's going to be here when we come back from the news break, so don't go anywhere. Feel free to still send us your knock-knock jokes, your favorite ones. That is the question of the night. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment there on the live stream, or you can send us a message through the Civic Media app. But don't go anywhere. You're listening to and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842-855-75. Civically, leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. Download it right now. Wherever you get your apps, you can call, text, leave a voice message. You can also listen to the shows live. You can get your news there. It's absolutely free, and it's always being updated. So get that Civic Media app. And, be a part of the show. We are talking to our guest. He is the newsletter editor at CityCast Madison. Mr. Rob Thomas is back on the show talking about, what to do in Madison. Basically, we're getting the ideas of what we should do while we're in Madison at various times, whether we're eating, whether we're enjoying things. But Rob is here giving us all the great selections. Rob, you said earlier that you just wrapped up the Wisconsin Film Festival for yourself. What were the highlights? What did you love about it? What were the things that you really were excited to see?
It was really good. It ran Thursday through Thursday, and it was like, it's at the Barrymore, which is a great old theater here in Madison, and then a bunch of venues on campus. There's one that's in theaters now, actually, called Normal, and it's really fun, action comedy. So the guy who wrote the first three John Wick movies is from Madison, Derek Kolstad. He also did, at least he had a hand in the two Nobody movies with Bob Odenkirk.
Yes.
And this is one where Bob Odenkirk plays like the interim sheriff in a very small Minnesota town. Dead of winter, he's just there to kind of, keep the chair warm until they elect the next sheriff. Discovers that the town is hiding this big secret in the bank vault. And it turns into an action movie where like the entire town is basically trying to kill him. It's like a reverse High Noon, where instead of the townspeople not sticking up for him, they're actually trying to shoot him. It's really fun. Like I said, it's an action comedy with both sides of that. Odenkirk's really good. And I just had a really good time.
It's so funny. Like Bob Odenkirk, it just gives that movie kind of a soul.
Yeah.
He's like a folksy kind of guy, but he's kind of a badass too. And I really liked it. It got pretty crazy, but you just go with it because it's so much fun. And it's a shoot 'em up. I mean, it's like a really, there's violence. The Yakuza is in it. And it's just like insane in this small town of Minnesota.
But I mean, my favorite Minnesota fight was the fight with a woman in a yarn store who uses like every implement at her disposal, like a ninja. Just very silly, very funny thing. So I think
I was going to say, what's really funny now is there's a whole generation of kids who only know Bob Odenkirk as the guy from Better Call Saul, and he's now an action star. Whereas, like, he's been around for, well, now 40 years, like between SNL, Mr. Show, his TV, his movie work. Like, he is so wide range now. He was just one of the best comedy sketch writers who ever lived. Now he's Bob Odenkirk. As Mel Brooks put it, he's Bob Odenkirk. Like, right. Yeah,
him snap somebody's neck on screen, and you go, that's the guy who wrote Chris Farley's Van Down by the River sketch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's like a Jeopardy question. Like, you could never... No one ever would have guessed the trajectory of his career.
Exactly. Because
he was that guy in Chicago. I remember he was leaving right as I was starting, and he would go up on stage and make the back of the room laugh. He didn't care.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, why would he do that? That was terrifying to me. But, you know, he just became a comedy icon, and now he's doing movies like this. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, right?
I'm pretty sure he was nominated for a Tony for
Glengarry Glen Ross. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And absolutely a great guy. You couldn't wish it on. He's just well deserved. He's a phenomenal dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob, you wrote. You didn't write it yet. This is a teaser.
Okay.
You're gonna write. Follow Rob, by the way. Rob, it's R-O-B-T 77 or not that Rob Thomas.
Not that Rob Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that Rob Thomas. Not the Matchbox 20 guy.
There you go.
Not that Rob Thomas at Substack. Rob's movie reviews are there and they're great. You have one coming up tomorrow for a film called Fuse, directed by David McKenzie, who directed Hell or High Water and Relay.
Yeah.
Loved them both.
Yes.
This film has been on my radar. Can you give us a teaser of what you're going to write?
Yeah, it's another thriller. I write in my review that like right now in the world, we're ruled by nitwits and grifters. And like just seeing guys on or women on screen who know what they're doing, like Dr. Robbie on the Pit or heist guys, like that's entertaining, right? To see some smart people dealing with problems. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like two versions of that where... There's a old unexploded World War II bomb found in downtown London.
Love that.
So, right. Great idea.
Yeah.
So they've got to clear the area. This bomb disposal team comes in to work on it. Meanwhile, there's a group of bank robbers who are using the distraction to break into a bank. So you're kind of watching these two suspense things going on simultaneously. It's good. It's really good. Like it's very sort of... you know, lean and mean, and you don't get much character development. You're just kind of watching all these people go through things and kind of wondering what the connections are, where it's going to go, and who's going to screw who over and stuff. So I thought it was really fun. So yeah, Fuse is going to open on Friday, and I think pretty wide in theaters.
Just a quick follow up, Greg, for Rob. His first movie, and I didn't know this, I had never heard of this, was called Starred Up. From 2014, this director got a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. So now that's on my radar too, even though it's
never heard of that. Okay.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to put two questions from listeners into one question really quick. So Sydney on the live stream wants to know if you've seen Exit 8 and have any thoughts. And then Anna in Madison listening asks if you have seen the new Michael Jackson movie.
Interesting. No, I have not seen either one. Exit 8 looks really cool. It's like there's two movies like this one and this other one I saw the trailer for, Back Rooms, where really it's like just these weird landscapes that people get stuck in, right? Like Exit 8 is like somebody's at a train station and just endlessly lost. And Back Rooms is this, I think it's based on a video game. They just seem like really cool, different. When we get like a horror movie every week, different horror movies at least. Michael have not seen. It seems kind of wild because like they didn't have the rights to talk about basically anything that the family didn't want him to. So it seems like an extremely sanitized version of the Michael Jackson story.
Yep.
Sort of like if like a Bill Cosby biopic ended in 1985. So I don't know if I'll see that one or not. Yeah.
Our guest is Rob Thomas. He is a Madison-based film critic and the CityCast Madison newsletter editor. Follow him. Read his Substack. That's where all his reviews are, folks, at Not That Rob Thomas on Substack. So, okay, so you have all right, so Fuse, I'm excited to see. Now this Exit 8, I haven't heard of that. But Project Hail Mary, big time, another movie that's not a franchise, that's a studio film, you know, a vehicle driven by a huge star, Ryan Gosling, but still. Love seeing a movie do well that is not tied to a franchise or anything. What did you think of Project Hail Mary?
Absolutely loved it. Yeah, I've already seen it twice. Saw it on IMAX a second time. I would telling my daughter, let's go see it. She hasn't seen it yet. I'll see it a third time. Easy.
Nice.
And like you said, it's like everything you want out of a movie. It's based on a book. Not an original story, but not IP, not something you have to watch 6 other TV shows and 9 other movies to understand. It's like, I think good for kids. Like there's a little scary, but also really involving for adults. It's just so cool and beautiful to watch.
Gorgeous movie. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And in a different way than a lot of outer space movies like Interstellar and things like that are. So I love it. I mean, I think it's one of my favorites of the year.
That's a great point, what you just said. In this movie, Greg and Dom, they have like a spacecraft like I've never seen before. Just the design of it.
Right.
It's like, oh, thank God, something outside the box, not a huge metal lung going through space, you know. Yeah, it was really cool.
And
I
it's really
it
colorful. Like a lot of space is like black and some white dots, but it's like, it's like you know, it's like your poster on your door on your dorm wall in the 70s or something like that. Yeah.
Was there anything that at the that's happening right now, Milwaukee Film Festival is right now. By the way, we are sponsoring that, so you're welcome. Yeah. Plug. But the Wisconsin Film Festival, was there anything that stuck out to you that made you say, like, oh, you guys need to see that? Or like something that really, you know, because there's the film festivals, whether it's Milwaukee or Wisconsin, they have, you know, those big films that are out there and people know about them, and then there's small films. But is there anything that stuck out that you're like, oh, you guys need to see this? Like,
well,
put this on your list.
Speaking of the Milwaukee Film Festival, there's one called 25 Cats from Qatar. Am I saying that right?
That was here too, yeah.
Qatar. Yeah, I don't know if this is the Milwaukee Film Festival this year, but it started when the director and the subject met at the Milwaukee Film Festival a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
And the subject is this Milwaukee cat cafe owner. I think it's called Sip and Purr, who goes to the Middle East to rescue cats on the street, and it follows her rescuing, as the film says, 25 cats from the streets of Qatar, which has like 3 million stray cats or something like that. And it's a great doc. Like I thought, oh, this is a worthy cause and I love cats and that's going to be great, but it's actually quite moving and suspenseful as she's meeting all these other cat rescuers who often have to do it under the radar in of the government there. And she's trying to kind of smuggle them back. She's sort of got permission, but it's a little hazy. And it's really interesting. So it's a very small film. Like it's just hitting festivals at this point. Mm-hmm. But if you ever is playing near you, and if you have even 1% love of cats, you got to go see it. Yeah. There's a cat in this movie called Dr. Garfield, which looks like if Garfield was a doctor, and he is my favorite cat of all time now.
We had the director on Director's Cut
did you?
At PBS.
Yeah.
And we showed a clip, and there's one clip where you see like 3 million cats on the streets in this Middle Eastern. It's like, what? How did that happen?
Right.
That alone made me want to see the film, but I didn't get to it. But
well, Pete, when a boy cat loves a girl cat.
Slow down. Talk slow. let's really drag this out. You wrote about another film, Rob, on your Substack, The Christophers. Tell us a little bit about that. That sounded really good.
Yeah, I saw that at the festival, and also is now in some theaters. I think it's a smaller release than normal was. But it's the new Steven Soderbergh, one of my favorite filmmakers. Yeah. I was thinking, I've seen movies by him in theater since I was in college 35 years ago, and he still makes great ones. This is like Ian McKellen plays this old, semi-retired artist, once famous, now kind of forgotten. And Michaela Cole, who was on this show, HBO, I May Destroy You, I Will Destroy You. Yeah.
She also was on Chewing Gum is where she got lot of notoriety.
Yeah. And she's in a new movie with Anne Hathaway, Mother Mary. She's excellent. Anyway, she's hired ostensibly to be his assistant and kind of go through his things. But in fact, she's an art forger who has been hired to finish some unfinished paintings that he's made so that when he dies, his kids can sell them for like millions and millions of dollars. And it's this sort of battle of wills between the two of them and like who's going to get one up on the other. But they're also kind of a bond because they're both artists, even though they're very different. For me, like it's Ian McKellen's best role since Gandalf.
Wow.
He's so good in it. And it's a really, I thought it was a great, great film.
Caper film?
Kind of. And then it turns into something else. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Well, we have to check all of those things. I'm going to write them all down because I wanted to see a bunch of movies this spring because I feel like I'm not watching anything good. But we could talk more about that next time Rob's on the show because this has been so fun hanging out with you, Rob. If you want to check out his work, go to check it out in CityCast Madison. He is the newsletter editor. He's also a Madison-based film critic. You can check him out at Not That Rob Thomas on Substack, correct?
Correct.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much, Rob, for being here tonight. We appreciate your time, and we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thanks, guys. Great to see you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Great to see you, too. When we come back, we'll be wrapping it all up with the nightcap, talking about what we learned, as well as getting some last knock-knock jokes, as well as your text in there. So don't go anywhere. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on Civic Media. You are either listening to us live on the radio or on the Civic Media app. If you want to download that app, do that right now. You can download it wherever you get your apps from. If you're watching us right now on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform you still call Twitter, we can take your comments, your knock-knock jokes anytime because tonight's question of the evening is, what is your favorite knock-knock joke? Let us know. Drop a comment in the live stream. Drop a text. We'd love to hear from you. Tomorrow, our buddy, our pal, Martin Alvarado will be here. He works at the Madison Central Library. He's a business and technology librarian there. He'll be talking about everything going on at the library. He'll probably have some great fun facts for libraries around you because last time he was here, he talked about a ton of libraries in the Civic Media reach. And so tune in tomorrow for that. It's going to be a great, great show. Do we have any last-minute text messages, knock-knock jokes, thoughts, anything you would like to share, gentlemen?
We have quite a few left. We have quite a few knock-knock jokes.
Jam.
We have,
all right, let's do it.
John from Madison said, knock-knock, who's there?
Banana. Okay. Oh, wait. No.
Banana who?
What are you doing, Pete? Let him do this.
Well, he didn't say anything. He paused like he's waiting for,
It's called, it's called timing. Comedy's all timing. My goodness.
Oh, that explains a lot.
I'll go again.
No wonder all right. I don't. No wonder I don't get hired at the Comedy Store.
Start over.
Let's try it again. Knock, knock.
Okay. Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana again?
You left out a verse.
Yeah, you said left out like 30 other bananas.
This is hard. You know, I'm not good at knock-knock
But that's
jokes.
Okay. Brevity, I think, is on our side here. That's a long joke. Thank you, John Murray.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. All right. Cool. What else we got? We got
John Murray again. He says, I think this was Stephen Wright. Not sure, but your knock-knock jokes reminded me of this one. How many surrealistic painters does it take to screw in a light bulb? The fish? What else? Andrew from Maine. Did we read that? No. Only slightly surprised you didn't use knock knock 4 minutes to introduce your guests. Oh, that's a great idea, Andrew. He says, knock knock, who's there? Rob who? Rob Thomas. Okay, not a big
laugh.
Not there, Rob Thomas. Anna from Madison, Pete and Greg. Oh, you did this one, Greg. Thank you, sir. That's it. And then I've got a couple from Facebook here. We've got bear with me, guys. I'm sorry. Are you sure? Wait, where are we? Daniel Wheeler, knock knock.
Who's there?
Why are you taking our Christmas tree, Cindy? These are they're all inside jokes. We're not going to read those. There's two. Okay. Oh, Amanda never said knock knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
No, I'm not.
Europe who?
A poo joke.
I know that one. I've seen that video many, many times. We did have some other live stream comments too, specifically for dinner suggestions. Here's Sydney on the live stream says dinner suggestion for Pete, the 3-cup chicken at Tavern Knock Knock. I can't read from this far away. Tavern
Nakaya.
Tavern Nakaya. Okay. There we go. Great spot for a solo dinner at a bar. I love a good dinner at the bar. Bridget and I, we go to dinner, we try to get to the bar because that's where all the fun is happening.
Totally with
that's
you.
Really, really, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that was it for all. So, Pete, you have a lot of suggestions.
We've got Dave. I said the Parthenon. I've eaten at the Parthenon. Oh, love good. It.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a restaurant. I just thought they were just saying
go to Greece. Yeah. we've got, and Dave in Sydney, the bros, our stream bros, saying hi to each other, which is all always fun.
I love that. Friendships.
Yeah.
Good, friendships.
Good fellows.
Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned, Greg, that Dom is moving soon, and I think we should have a Dom moving party and use it on the air.
I'm not gonna help you move.
No. He's got
I'll
a big
give you
couch.
$20
it's
for
a
movers.
Sleeper.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Right. I tried, Dom. Sorry.
Well, you'll help me though, right?
We'll see.
Well, much like Dom giving us his mother's phone number, Dom, what's your new address?
I can't say. It's closer to Madison, though. Closer to Madison.
Are you moving in with your? Are you moving in with your lady?
Not yet. In a year. Whoa! In a year time. But
there's a plan.
Yes, we have a plan.
Greg just made it awkward on the show. Yes. Now it's out there. Greg.
She's going to want to talk about it after the show.
There's a plan. Dom, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that I should never say knock-knock jokes on the air ever again because I'm not good at saying them.
You did fine, buddy.
It's all about practice. It's all about practice, buddy. That's all. Comedy is all about timing. Got to learn that good timing. Knock-knock jokes. Jokes, street jokes, as we in stand-up call that, like a street joke. Even though you don't tell those on stage, you still have to learn how to say them right.
Yeah.
Get the rhythm, get the delivery, get everything. Make sure you memorize it correctly or you're sitting there going, no, wait. It's the orange that's at the door. Knock, knock, orange door. No, that's not right. Darn it. You know?
Now, hold on a second. Who was it that said that? What did I say? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 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 All right.
Good stuff.
Good stuff indeed. All right. So, folks, let's get on out of here.
What do you say?
Kicking on you?
Oh, sweet.
What? Yeah. It's time for us to go, Dom.
18 restaurants I got to visit.
I know. You're going to be very full tonight. Very, very full tonight. Again, tomorrow we welcome back to the show Martin Alvarado from the Madison Central Library talking about all the things happening down at the library and possibly libraries around you. So you want to be here for that. And don't go anywhere. There's still great programming after we're done. But thank you so much for watching. Thank you very much to Dom and to Tucker and to Traffic and Engineering for all they do. They make sure these microphones are working when we get in the room. Also, we want to thank everybody who called, everybody who left a comment, text message, anything communicating with us, whether it was on social media or the live stream. Thank you so much. Without you, there is absolutely no us. And also, please feel free to send us your thoughts, nightlight@civicmedia.us. Let us know about guests. Let us know about topics on stories, whatever is brewing around in your brain. Send us an email. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you, folks. That is our show for the night, man. Pete, did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Yeah.
It was nice. Always fun in Madison. It was nice being there. It was nice being with you, Pete.
Agreed, Dom.
I forgot to say what I learned. Oops.
Yeah. Come on, Greg.
I learned that you can call a line a one-dimensional continuum, a linear path, or a trajectory.
Yeah. Or commute. So there you go. Apparently, according to John Murray.
There you go. All right, folks, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for watching. Really appreciate it. You guys have yourself a great, great evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And don't forget, Breakfast Club is the official pick of the movie club this Thursday. So watch it, take notes, let us know your thoughts. But we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great evening. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.